Have you got a picture of me doing that? He asked, flatly. No, you big, unreasonable clunker, I haven't, she flared. And that's just what's driving me mad. Then, voice dropping to a whisper, almost sobbing, Cancel that, Kim, I didn't mean it. You wouldn't, you couldn't, I suppose, and still be you, the man I love. But isn't there something, anything, that will make you understand what I really am? I know what you are. Kinnison's voice was uninflected, weary. As I've told you before, the universe's best. It's what I am that's clogging the jets. What I've been and what I've got to keep on being. I simply don't rate up. And you'd better lay off me, Mac, while you can. There's a poem by one of the ancients, Kipling, The Ballad of Beau Dathone, that describes it exactly. You wouldn't know it. You just think I wouldn't, she said, nodding brightly. The only trouble is, you always think of the wrong verses. Part of it really is descriptive of you. You know, where all the soldiers of the Black Tyrone thought so much of their captain? She recited. And worshipped with fluency, fervor, and zeal, the mud on the boot heels of Crook O'Neill. That describes you to a T. You're crazy for the lack of sense, he demurred. I don't rate like that. Sure you do, she assured him. All the men think of you that way. And not only men, women too, darn 'em. And the next time I catch one of them at it, I'm going to kick her cursed teeth out, one by one. Kinnison laughed, albeit a trifle sourly. You're raving, Mac, imagining things. But to get back to that poem, what I was referring to went like this. I know how it goes. Listen. But the captain had quitted the long-drawn strife, and Infar Samuri had taken a wife. And she was a damsel of delicate mold, with hair like the sunshine and heart of gold. And little she knew the arms that embrace had cloven a man from the brow to the waist. And little she knew that the loving lips had ordered a quivering life's eclipse, and the eyes that lit at her blightest breath had glared unawed in the gates of death. For these be matters a man would hide, as a general thing, from an innocent bride. That's what you mean, isn't it? She asked quietly. Mac, you know a lot of things you've got no business knowing. Instead of answering her question, he stared at her speculatively. My sprees and brawls, Dessa de Pleiones and the Countess Avondrin, and now this. Would you mind telling me how you get the stuff?